Proclamation number 6842 of 31st of May, 1957. God's will comes forth when adversary transcend boundaries. You humans cannot oppose God's will if he allows it to become active. His will rules in heaven and on earth, in the kingdom of light as well as in the kingdom of darkness. But he will only ever use his will when the opposing will is so completely out of order that it is to be overruled in order not to endanger the still weak-willed spirit which has not yet completely fallen prey to the prince of darkness. In the kingdom of light only God's will is valid, and all spiritual beings lovingly conform to this will and find their beatitude in the implementation of divine will. Now on earth the will of the spiritual of people has not yet been completely decided. Has not yet completely decided whether it should bow to God's will or allow itself to be captured by the prince of darkness. And although God's will is always decisive, he will nevertheless remain silent towards the human being, i.e., God does not use any compulsion of will but seeks to achieve by other means what he has set as his aim. That the human being voluntarily submits to his will. His aim is and remains the integration of the being into the divine law of eternity. Although it is easy for God to place the being into the divine order, this is not enough for him. This placement should take place in complete freedom of will, only then will the being be suitable for the kingdom of light, where only God's will rules. But this is why Earth is a station of development where chaotic conditions can be found next to divine order, where people themselves determine what they will do with their earthly life, in which sphere they will live and which degree of development they will attain. God's will does not determine the human being but he also allows that which does not correspond to his will or his eternal order, yet he knows this and also allows such to become a means again which can be beneficial and promotes ascent development. God is powerful and wise. He applies his power where his wisdom recognizes expediency. And he withdraws his will when the being's will is to decide freely in order to achieve perfection. And thus he also lets the being's rage and work in darkness, yet always putting a stop to it when an encroachment on the human being's free will on earth is intended from that side. And such an encroachment will always take place before the end of a redemption period and is also to be expected again now, which consists of making it impossible for the human being to make a free decision of will. Insofar as, on the one hand, people are forced to give up their faith in God, and on the other hand, people are to be deprived of the knowledge of God and the act of salvation through coercive measures. As long as people still have the possibility to decide freely of their own free will, they're responsible for their own decision. But if this possibility is taken away from him, then the will of God's adversary will prevail, and then the adversary will find his master in God, who rules everything in heaven and on earth. Then God's will also take his adversary's freedom away and bind him so that the divine order will not be completely overturned. Then his power will prove itself to everything that is hostile towards him. And it will not be long before this encroachment on the part of the adversary becomes obvious. For the time has come when people's weakness of will can no longer offer resistance, where the adversary has an easy game and where he would make all maturing of people impossible if a stronger person did not take away his power. For God is indeed long-suffering and patient, and he watches for a very long time as his adversary rages amongst humanity, but he does not let him have victory. He helps the weak who cannot resist him, and is well as enough to put an end to his activity, even though it seems for a long time as if the adversary will reach his aim. For God alone reigns in heaven and on earth, in the kingdom of light and also in the dark world. Amen.